Another Friday morning, another sports injury of the week. I'm Sean Jones. I have Dr. Mark Plumby with me from First Settlement Orthopedics once again. And I'm excited about this one. We teased it last week. Doc, we're going to be talking about the ulnar collateral ligament and Tommy John surgery. So, hey, thanks for joining us. Give us a little history. What exactly is this Tommy John surgery for the uninitiated?
So first off, you have to understand the anatomy of the elbow. The Tommy John surgery is for a tear of a ligament that's on the inside part of the elbow. And it's commonly injured in overhead athletes, particularly throwers or pitchers, high-speed velocity. There's a tremendous amount of force that goes through that ligament when somebody is throwing the ball as hard as they can. The arm actually rotates in a circle about 7,000 degrees per second. That's somebody throwing really hard, a fastball pitch. So you can imagine how much force is going through that ligament. So we see this injury common in overhead athletes, particularly pitchers who throw really hard. And when you get an injury of the UCL ligament, depends on the type of injury. You can have a partial tear or a full tear, and that really dictates on how things are managed.
And, wow, yeah, again, the list of pitchers here. We're covering this year just a partial list and some big names. Shane Bieber coming back from a Tommy John surgery. Spencer Strider, a repair of a previous Tommy John. Lucas Giolito, Liam Hendricks. Of course, he was battling cancer as well, but then a Tommy John after that. Sandy Alcantara down in Miami as well. And then you look at some of the guys who have bounced back from these, like, I mean, guys you can just use on last-name basis like Verlander and Smoltz and Strasburg and DeGrom. We're talking Hall of Famer headed there kind of guys. It seems like the technology behind this and the repair itself has really evolved and improved exponentially since, 1974?
Yep, absolutely. We're really good at now reconstructing, and we found that you really got to put that ligament in the exact position that originally it comes from so that you can get full function of that elbow, full range of motion. And we're finding guys getting back to full strength and plus. The unfortunate thing with the injury, you know, it's not a career ender necessarily, but it's definitely a season ender. And it's a long recovery, at least 9 months for a reconstruction, upwards of 12 months before a guy would be able to go back pitching at a high level.
Yeah, and it's something that we've seen, as you mentioned, in all of these hard throwers. Is there something mechanically that these guys can do, or is it just at this point, because I know a lot of these guys have had them young, I know there are high school guys that are having this surgery, is it something they're just kind of looking in the mirror and saying, hey, it's probably going to happen if I want to throw 103?
Yeah, those guys that are throwing that fast are at the highest risk because that's who's putting the most strain on the ligament. You got to imagine that much force going through that ligament. There's a lot of studies showing that the force when you throw a fastball that hard, it puts so much stress on that UCL ligament that it's really beyond the stress that it can take. So there are other ligaments around the inside of the elbow that also back that ligament up. So for those guys, you know, who pitch really fast, there's nothing really that you can do to prevent it. It's just something that happens. Unfortunate for those who throw really hard, you know, good for them that they can throw a fastball that far. It's still a very low incidence, so it's small rate of it occurring, but we see it commonly because there's so many overhead athletes, so many kids throwing really hard. Our mechanics are improving, and our strength and conditioning is improving, so that's why we're kind of seeing a increase in the amount of injury at the UCL and Tommy John surgery, but it's not necessarily because of abnormal mechanics.
What's the surgery itself like? Because, I mean, it seems like a real process because there's a harvesting of another tendon, right? And that's going, yep. Going in. Now, do I have this correct that it's inserted in a tunnel in the previous ligament that's there?
That's right. You'll have to. So the ligament that's used is to give a new ligament. You need to harvest a tendon. And most patients have a tendon called the palmaris longus in their forearm. So it's a small incision from the same forearm that you're fixing the UCL, reconstructing the UCL to get that new ligament. And then to be able to dock it down into bone, you have to drill holes into the bone so that you can dock that ligament down and get it as tight as possible. Now, some patients don't have that ligament in the forearm, and the alternative to the palmaris longus is taking potentially the hamstring tendon from their leg.
Wow. Wow, that is, it's incredible what medical science has discovered, and it's incredible how we're talking about something that is basically 50 years old, this procedure, right? Tommy John, that injury was in 74. And now there are different, I guess, techniques in terms of bracing. I was getting maybe a hint of that. I was reading about something called an internal brace. So tell us a little about that.
Sure. So sometimes the ligament might be partially torn, or certain athletes who don't put as much stress through that ligament and have a UCL tear, we can do maybe a repair. And to protect that repair in the early recovery phases so you can start working on elbow range of motion, we put what's called an internal brace. And that's basically a really thick fibrous band made of really thick suture that spans the same length, same area of the ligament so that it protects it in the early recovery phase. That's called an internal brace, what most people refer to it as.
Wow. It is incredible stuff. And Dr. Mark Plumby here with us from First Settlement Orthopedics every Friday morning, breaking down a sports injury of the week. And wow, this has been everything I was hoping for and more as we talk about the Tommy John surgery. And is that something now granted, it's unfortunate. It's probably something, like you said, low occurrence. When we talk about our local athletes, I'm guessing it's one that you don't see as often as some others.
Correct. Yeah. You know, I take care of the college here, Marietta College. I see maybe one, maybe two a year. I actually had an increase in football players this year just from a traumatic injury, putting that arm in the force, someone landing on their arm. Three, I think, almost four. That's probably four more than I've seen in the last 2 years. So it's very it's very rare, low rate, low occurrence. And for some reason, we've had a little uptick this year.
And then one last question here before I let you go, and this one's for the softball crowd, because this doesn't seem to be something you hear about in softball pitchers. And we see softball pitchers, I mean, they are putting up Satchel Paige-like numbers, pitching back-to-back days and just going an absurd amount of innings if you're a baseball fan and you look at a box score. So what is it that makes it different and makes that sport, I guess, more accommodating?
So they're less prone, particularly, you know, pitchers for baseball players are at highest risk because it's the overhead motion, Sean, that puts the force across the ligament. For softball players, the underhand motion, that ligament isn't stressed in the same fashion as an overhead pitcher is. That's why you see much less in softball athletes. So you can still get it in somebody in a position player, catcher, outfielder throwing really hard, but it's lower occurrence in their scenario.
Kids, you heard it here first. Learn either the submarine style or a knuckleball, and there's little to worry about. It's Dr. Mark Plumby joining us every week. Doc, I appreciate your time as always. And
Sean, thank you.
Thank you so much for your knowledge. Hey, we'll get back to it. It's a Friday morning here on Local Radio WMOA.